Join KXCV KRNW every Thursday evening at 6 for the Bearcat Coaches Show. Each week, John Coffey and Matt Gorder are joined by Bearcat coaches and student athletes live at Carson Sports Grill in Maryville. This is your chance to hear from all the Bearcat coaches and meet Bearcat student athletes. Join John Coffey and Matt Gorder for the Bearcat Coaches Show Thursday evening at 6 at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville or right here at 90.5 and 88.9.
Good evening and welcome to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, again broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We've got a good show lined up as we'll be talking basketball tonight with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, Buck Shield, along with head men's basketball coach, Ben McCullum. We'll also talk to a couple basketball players as well, Taylor Scholl on the women's side, and on the men's side, Zach Snyder. That's all coming up this evening during the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Matt Gorder, it's been a busy week of basketball since we last had our coaches show here.
Yeah, it certainly has, and we've seen some good basketball. It's been entertaining, for sure, and we've seen some Bearcat wins, which always makes it a little more entertaining as well.
And for the Northwest women, picked up their first win last week, a big in the conference, that is, a big win over Nebraska Kearney.
Yeah, absolutely, and then, you know, it was big that night, holding Nebraska Kearney to a low that the Northwest women have not held an opponent to since 1998, with Nebraska Kearney scoring just 32 points. So it was a tremendous defensive effort. And then it got even better when Nebraska Kearney turned around and beat Missouri Western on Saturday for their Missouri Western's first loss of the season. So that kind of makes that win a little bit better. But a very impressive showing. We saw a full basketball game out of the Northwest women's team in that Nebraska Kearney game, and it paid off in a win. So hopefully that will carry over into the last month and a half or so of the season.
For the Northwest men, taking care of business with three wins at home during that home streak, in which they now go back on the road along with the women to Pittsburgh State on Saturday afternoon. But really, the way the conference shapes up and the way they took care of some business on the road, three big wins for them at home.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to win those home games if you want to fight for a conference championship, and then you've got to figure out ways to win on the road a lot. And Northwest has been able to do that, mainly because they've been on the road a lot. But what that's done is it has set them up in great position, alone in first place in the MIAA, and opportunities to avenge a couple of losses coming up at home when they face Lincoln and Lindenwood in the first week of February there. And then they have so many home games compared to everybody else. They're just in prime position to be able to try to hold on to that top spot. Now, it doesn't mean they're not going to have to work for it just because they're home games, but they will be at home, and that's always a huge advantage in the MIAA.
Football made some news today as well with the D2Football.com All-America team being announced, as Northwest had five student-athletes named to that squad. Also, head coach Adam Doral named to the publication's Coach of the Year award. Defensive lineman Colin Bevins and Brandon Yost earned a first-team accolades. Safety Kevin Berg was named to the second team. Offensive tackle Shane Smith and defensive back Bryce Inyard named honorable mention. So, again, the honors continue to roll in for the national champions.
Yeah, and, you know, when you look at the makeup of the football team, there's not a lot of huge statistics. You know, if any of these guys were on a team that, say, didn't win the national championship, you're not going to get that much recognition because statistics-wise, it doesn't stick out. But when you play together as a team, individual accolades will come. You may not have a lot of tackles if you're a defensive lineman, but you helped out get somebody else get tackles, and coaches and media members see that, the ones that vote on these All-America teams, and they realize, hey, this guy may not have huge numbers, but if it weren't for that guy, you're not winning the game. So I think that's why you've seen so many individual accolades in the postseason for the Northwest football team, even though there's not mind-blowing numbers from these guys, just because they played together as a team and did such a good job as a team. You know, individual awards will come, and that's why you hear the coaching staff, and this is with any sport, you know, they'll tell you, just play a team as a team, win games, the individual accolades will come. Don't worry about them. Don't play for them. We've seen players around the league that do. You can tell they're trying to build the statistics and try to get some recognition, and they may, but their team doesn't win. And it's just not as much fun to get that sort of recognition when your team's not winning ball games.
And as far as recognition goes as well, fans will have a chance to see the players coming up Sunday afternoon, a special event at Bearcat Arena, as the football team will be on hand to sign some autographs beginning about 3:30 or so. And then the annual team award ceremony will take place. Fans can watch that this year as well at Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, and you know, one thing to kind of keep in mind, one of the things that they've set is if you're going out for autographs, I know you'd like to have a ton of stuff signed, you know, but they're limiting it to just two items, and a big reason for that, there's going to be a long line and a lot of people that want to get autographs, so that just keep the line flowing, give everybody an opportunity to get at least one. So pick those two items that you really want to have signed by the guys and bring those with you. And then, yeah, like you said, they'll hand out the team awards. There's obviously a lot of those to go around as well. There's going to be some tough choices
oh,
for
man.
Some of those awards as well.
I guess that happens when you've got a national championship.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. You've got to have everybody playing well all year long, and that's what Northwest had this year.
A reminder that support for the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of appetizers, sandwiches, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And again, we've got some prizes to hand out tonight for those in attendance here at Carson Sports Grill. Karen over to our left has been handing out some of the slips to be qualified for those prizes, and we'll pass those out to you as this evening goes along as well. Again, we're talking basketball. Up next, we'll talk with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, Buck Shield. That's coming up right after this timeout. So we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Bright Bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni are Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
We're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW. And before we start talking Northwest Missouri State basketball, we've got our first prize to give away. It's a student body gift card, and it goes to Donna Wilmus. So, Donna, if you want to visit just to our left. Oh, there. She doesn't have far to go. Great. There you are. So the first winner tonight of a student body gift card. And, again, talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball with Buck Shield, the women's interim head coach. And, Buck, I know last night you were a little disappointed. Going into that game, you felt confident with the changes that the team had made since you last played Missouri Southern, that was a game that you felt like you could win, avenge a loss. After you stepped back and kind of took a look at it, what stuck out from last night's game for you?
I'd say the biggest thing was just our lack of fight in that second half when things got tough. You know, when things don't start going well on one end of the floor, you have to find a way to make up for it on the other end. And, you know, last night that didn't happen. And what that comes down to is just having one or two players kind of put the team on their back and get us over the hump, you know, get us through those possessions. And, you know, last night it seemed like there were, you know, some people were trying. It was just we weren't really going about it the right way.
Have you seen this year with the change to quarters? Obviously, it's still the same amount of time and basically the same break points that you had even when it was halves. But have you noticed a difference with the game with the change to quarters?
It seems like now you have to be, you know, a lot more prepared for adjustments. Just because there's, you know, you can look at the, you know, you're able to break the game down in basic, you know, in the four quarters. And so you have to be able to adjust to how teams are adjusting to you on either ends of the floor. And it just gives you a whole different look at your points, your turnovers, your assists, just everything quarter by quarter. So then you can see, you know, at the end of the game where and what areas that you're really struggling in.
Can you also use it as a reset point? You know, you get to what used to be the 10-minute mark. Now it's the end of the first quarter. Maybe you had a rough first quarter. Can you use that as a coach kind of to your advantage? Say, okay, new quarter, let's have a fresh start.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes I think that can be a disadvantage where if you really got things rolling and then there's that break in there, it gives that team that's maybe kind of struggling a little bit, you know, an opportunity to kind of gather themselves and regroup and, you know, kind of get just mentally refreshed and go out there and flip the switch. Where on the other hand, if you've got things rolling, you want that clock to keep going and you just want to stay in the flow of the game. And so it's good and bad, I guess you could say.
You've got the last month or so of the season ahead of you. What kind of goals do you have for the team from this point forward?
Well, right now it's just game by game, and out of, I think, what do we have, 7 games left, you know, I firmly believe that each game is a winnable game for us because we've shown those situations either against the teams that we've already played or against other teams how we can put it all together. And you can't necessarily look past and say, well, you know, we go on the road here this weekend and then we've got 2 home games following week. And that's just one thing that we've always talked about, just on to the next game, even immediately after last night's game. You know, you don't have time to sit and think about how rough that game was. You have to regroup and, you know, work on some things that you need to and then get ready for that next night.
You guys have made a lot of tweaks, mainly on the offensive side, since you faced all these teams the first time around. Do you feel like that could potentially be a bit of an advantage for you moving
forward? It can
be.
And, you know, especially since, you know, we've had time to, you know, get comfortable within what we're doing. And now it's just fixing those things automatically and not having to, you know, necessarily burn a timeout or, you know, that it always has to come from the bench. How the players themselves should and are somewhat, you know, starting to recognize those things and be able to make those adjustments out on the floor. And then we get to a, you know, a dead ball or a timeout, then, you know, then I can talk to them as well. So I, you know, I think our comfort level is definitely getting there.
So does it make it easier for players as they get more comfortable with the offense to think more about those adjustments on the fly and be able to make those types of decisions?
I would hope so. And, you know, each day in practice we try to cover all different scenarios, how I anticipate that a team is most likely going to guard us and the adjustments that we may have to make, because there's, you know, some things you can do against, you know, Pitt State that you can't do against Missouri Southern. And so you have to be able to understand that going into the game, that, you know, this is our plan going in, but you're always going to have to be ready to make adjustments.
Where do you feel the team this year has made its biggest strides? We've talked a lot about how young the team was, and teams like that usually make some pretty big strides. Where have you seen that with this team?
I would say the biggest thing that I've noticed is their support for each other. You know, whether it be in games, in practice, outside of practice, it seems like the culture right now is pretty solid, and you can tell that they care about each other. And, you know, it may not be 100% all the time, but the majority of the time it's there. And once everybody is bought into each other and then just bought into themselves, then you can really start to grow as a team.
we see 40 minutes at a time in games as fans and things like that. But with what you're talking about here, you're talking about a large majority of the time for the team. Those games are actually a minute part of what the program does. Does that make it more important, what you're talking about, and having that cohesiveness and all the off-the-court stuff moving forward to be able to get better in games?
Yeah, because it allows that comfort level come game time when there's a crowd there. There's more pressure of just being actually in the game, in the moment. And you have to believe that your teammates have your back in all situations, good or bad. And, you always say, you can't win a game with just one person. And they have to know that whether it's the girls out on the floor or their teammates on the bench or us coaches on the bench, that, we're all there for each other. And you just have to believe that and accept it.
Experience and leadership, important for any team. But as you talk about the last month of this season, how important does that become as you continue to try to build a program?
Well, the biggest thing is just those girls that are capable of leading take advantage of those opportunities and do it in the right way. And, last night, we had some girls trying to do some things, but it wasn't necessarily within rhythm, within the flow of the game. And, I always tell them we don't have to try to take a home run shot or make that hero pass or hero play, because if it doesn't work well, which a lot of times it doesn't, then that's just one more possession, one more opportunity that you lose.
Is it a little bit tougher when, they have the desire to win? They're putting forth the effort to win. Is it a little tougher to just do your job like you're talking about when maybe you want to try to do a little bit extra to figure out a way to get that win?
I think so. They're always, striving for, what else can they do to help the team? And a lot of times it just comes down to get better at what you're good at. Be great at what you're good at. If you're, if you're one of our go-to shooters, you need to be a better shooter. If you're one of our, post players, you need to be a better post player. And if we can have that consistency of just everybody being their best at what they're good at, then that's usually going to lead to good things.
Matchup at Pittsburgh State on Saturday. What are some of the things, obviously, a little bit about Pitt, having seen them already. They just had a hard-fought win against Missouri Western last night. What do you see from this team?
I think they'll definitely be fired up, just being playing at home, coming off of that big win against Mo West. And they've made a few adjustments within their offense with what they were doing previously. And, the tough thing about them is they have great length and versatility between their 4 and 5. I was telling the girls today, I think when we played them here, I think they combined for like 8 or 9 blocks for the game, just because they have great instincts around the basket. They're quick to recover. They read things really well. And so we're going to have good ball movement, not letting them get comfortable defensively. And then offensively, it's just we have to be locked in going against them because of their length, and just taking care of the ball and taking advantage of opportunities and not trying to force things.
When you've got some shot blockers like that, obviously you still want to try to get some points in the paint. You just try to adjust how you get to the rim, how you might get around those shot blockers, try to take them out of the play. How do you work with that situation?
A lot of it with them is just being able to go at them, facing the basket, especially if you're, undersized. Like Tanya, like Timber, they're not necessarily just going to be able to make a post move and turn and score because of their length, whether they've got space or they're right on it. Because of their length and their instincts to block shots, it's going to make it difficult. And so, we're going to try to get them, moving in and out more, just having a lot more action between the 4s and 5s, rather than just kind of allowing their big girls just to kind of stay there down around the lane and just protect the rim.
John Lance Arena is another one of those places that has an atmosphere that's tough on an opponent. How important are those experiences for the younger players, win or lose, going into an environment like that and just maybe for the first time getting that feeling? Because you've played at some tough places this year, but it seems like each one kind of has its own different feel.
Yeah, that's just one of the things as a player that you have to adjust to, with with us going down tomorrow night, you know, they'll be able to get a feel just for the gym and the lighting and the backdrops and everything. And then, you know, so they'll already hopefully be comfortable with that. And then you go into, you know, the game on Saturday, which is adding the people and all the life in the gym that, you know, you hope they just kind of realize that it's just another gym, just another crowd. But, you know, going through it for the first time, it can probably be a little overwhelming at times, but it's just not letting that get the best of you and taking care of yourself and your teammates.
I know it's been fun for you guys to be back at home. Doesn't it feel like the three-game home stands go by a lot faster than three-game road trips?
Yes,
very fast.
Oh, yeah, it seemed like we, you know, just played our first home game here on this stretch like a couple days ago.
Yeah. And that's an adjustment I know that the players also have to get used to. And I know you've got several more coming up and all that sort of thing. But and this isn't a long stretch on the road coming up as well. Does that kind of help out focusing on just maybe one road game instead of three or four?
Yeah. You know, it's definitely a quick trip, you know, so you're not packing for 3 or 4 days. And so it's just kind of the understanding that, you know, we're going to go down there, we're going to take care of business and come back home and be ready for two more games here at home.
All right, Buck. Well, thanks for stopping by, and we'll talk to you down in Pittsburgh Saturday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That is Buck Scheel, Northwest Women's Interim Head Coach on the Bearcat Coaches Show here on KXCB KRNW. We're going to continue to talk Northwest Women's Basketball. When we come back, we'll hear from Taylor Scholl when we come back to Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCB KRNW. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, and other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or online at MarylandGlassAndLock.com. Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCB KRNW, continuing to talk Northwest Missouri State women's basketball as senior Taylor Scholl joins us. And Taylor, I know in terms of a senior year, wins, losses, this, you know, it's not going like you had hoped, but what have you done with your senior year? What have been kind of some of the goals? I know seniors a lot of times want to make their mark on the program, you know, kind of teach the younger players. So what's it been kind of like this year?
I guess that was kind of exactly what I was going to say is, yes, it's tough, you know, with the record and everything, but it is. It's being a senior and being that leader and being able to show the rest of the girls, you know, girls who are new coming in, the freshmen, sophomores, that no matter what the record is or how things are going, that we have to still keep being, you know, leaders for them, be strong for them, and show them that, you know, anything can happen. We just can't give up until, you know, it's completely done and over with.
Now, I know you started at Bradley before coming to Northwest, mm-hmm. but we hear a lot about the MIAA and how tough it is and some of the tough places that you have to go. What are some of those important learning experiences for maybe the first-year players that are getting into these places for the first time?
That no matter what the rankings are, no matter what the score was, the game before, I mean, with MIAA, anything can happen. I've been just amazed at how all these teams are just so closely related in players and type of play, and that, like I said, anything can happen, and that you just have to step in there and be able to play, you know, your game any night.
we've seen you guys with continued good effort, you know, and with the record, some teams would have just packed it in and said, let's just finish out the year, cruise through, take your time, whatever. But you guys seem to be out there each and every night, still have that desire to win. How have you guys been able to keep that up and keep that effort going?
I think it's just the girls that we have on the team. Coach Shale has been, you know, pushing us through every practice, you know, not letting us, you know, if we don't get a drill, it is, you've got to keep going. You can't give up. We're not going to move to the next one until you guys finish this drill. And I think that's kind of trickling down into the games and just continuing to play hard. And I think also just with Timber Schechinger and I being seniors, you know, we don't want to, and you know, pack up and go. It's, we don't know what the future holds for us, so we want to continue to fight as hard as we can.
That win over Nebraska-Kearney last week, not just any win, a 30-point win. What was that game like? How did that feel to finally get that first conference win?
Oh, it was exciting. I think the thing I remember the most was just, even though with how our record is going, we still had so many fans there supporting us. And then I remember after we won that, just the crowd standing up and, you know, applauding us to continue to play hard and to get that win. And it is. It's definitely like an energy booster and a confidence booster, and just to show that, you know, we're still in this.
We hear a lot about how much more fun it is to play at home. But at Bearcat Arena, what's special about that place for you guys?
Jeez. I've played in so many different places in the past 4 years of playing college ball, and it's definitely just the support that we get from everyone in this town and even just the student body and the other teams that come. You can tell that people are there and actually in the game. They're watching, you know, you can hear them cheering for us. They're not just kind of there, you know, maybe on like their cell phones or something. They're there and they're in the game, and it's almost as if it feels like they're a part of us, that they're out there with us on the court, and they want to see us succeed.
And do you feel that goes even beyond the court? I mean, obviously playing a home game, you're going to have the home crowd, but you talk about the community. Do you feel that when you're out and about in the community as well?
Oh, of course, yeah. I remember when I was first, you know, being recruited to come here, one of the things she said to me is, you'll see a Bearcat paw everywhere, on all the cars, on all the stores, everything. And it was true. I saw it everywhere. And it is. Everywhere you go, people are, you know, saying, hey, you had a great game last night, or hey, how's, you know, the team doing? And it's unbelievable to get that kind of recognition and support.
Is that kind of one of the things, I know your sister Taryn has made her way here, is it kind of one of those things you passed along, just said, hey, you got to experience this?
Oh, yeah. That was definitely one of the things I told her. Was just that you will not meet anyone here that isn't, you know, supporting the Bearcat Athletics or just even the university. And I think she's, you know, kind of noticed it too. And I know she's really enjoying it.
Pittsburgh State on Saturday. What do you remember from that first matchup that you try to take into Saturday's ball game?
They're just a hard playing team. They play well together. They will take advantage of any, you know, mishaps that we might have. And so that's definitely something we're going to have to do, is just to play our game and be patient but aggressive. I think that's something we need to work on, is just be a little more aggressive, you know, take it at them. Don't play comfortable. Get out of our comfort zone. And it's definitely just going to be, I think, more so on the defensive end for us, stopping their high scores.
Well, Taylor, thanks for stopping by. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That is Taylor Scholl, a senior for the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. And when we come back, we're going to continue to talk basketball. We'll turn our attention to the men's side. We'll do it when we come back to Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. with 8 locations. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville as we talk basketball tonight. Time to turn our attention to the men's side. And with us now is Zach Snyder, forward for the Bearcat basketball team. And Zach, big week for you. Record-setting week with the three-pointers made to where now I have the career amount of three-pointers in it, and overtook Austin Meyer in that. And from what I understand, Austin was trying to convince Ben that perhaps Mike set you out for the next year and a half here so he could keep his record.
Yeah, he's been joking about that. We have a good time with it, but he's one of my biggest supporters, so it's pretty cool to have him on the bench when I broke that record.
And not only have you broke it, you'll probably shatter it by the time you're done here after your senior year.
Yeah, I got some time left. You know, that's pretty much all I do. I just throw up threes, so I got some time to break my own record now.
Now, one of the things that Coach McCollum's talked about with you, too, is it's something that you really work hard at. I know before the game last Thursday, I think it was, against Nebraska Kearney, when you're out before the women's game even started, just taking shot after shot, trying to work on some things before the game even.
Yeah, I mean, it's just muscle memory for me. Coming in, I wasn't a bad three-point shooter, but I wasn't a great one. I was more of a mid-range shooter in high school, so I really had to work on getting on that shooting machine and getting the ball on my fingertips, and that takes just a bunch of repetitions. And the more repetitions I get, the better I shoot. So I'm on that thing all the time, knowing that the hard work's going to pay off in the games.
And not only does it help as far as accumulating threes for you, but really it seems like you knock them down at some key points in games that really help give Northwest some momentum there.
Yeah, it's definitely tough to guard us when me and Connor are going like that, because you obviously have Pitts coming off ball screen, so you kind of make a decision of whether to help off one of us or stay home and give up layups. So it's tough when we get going like that, and it's definitely hard for other teams to guard.
How much fun is it too to have a point guard like Justin Pitts there to distribute the ball to you?
Yeah, I mean, I've been lucky to play with some really good guards. You know, they've been a big part of the record. Coop my freshman year, and then Wally and Pitts last year. You know, those guys make my life pretty easy. My defender helps off one step, they're going to find me, and I just got to knock it down.
And I know it's been a little bit of a painful couple weeks for you, especially at that game in Topeka with Washburn, where you broke your nose in that. But when Matt and I were talking about when we watched you from upstairs, just the amount of pain you had to be in, but you seemed like you took it pretty well there, as well as a person could getting a shot like that to the nose.
Yeah, I've never really had a major injury like that before. I've never broken anything, so that was the first time I've experienced that. You know, it wasn't terrible. It feels pretty fine right now, but I was a little out of it at that game. I was just happy my teammates were able to stick it out and get that win for me, though. That was a big win at Washburn.
And you've been playing with a face mask since that particular time. What kind of adjustments, if any, have you had to make to play with that mask?
Defensively is probably the biggest adjustment. You know, it's my peripheral vision is a little tough. But offensively, I mean, we kind of joke about it. I've been shooting a lot better with the mask. So we joke about maybe going Rip Hamilton and keeping it on even when my nose heals. So it's been good offensively, but like I said, defensively is the biggest adjustment.
And again, just the peripheral vision and not being able to pick up a few things with it because of that then? Or
yeah, just side to side. You know, you got to move your head a little more, be more aware. But I've gotten used to it. The first couple days was a little tough, but I've gotten used to it for sure.
Are you playing right now in first place in the MIAA? How much fun is it to be at the top of the conference right now?
It's good. You know, that's where we want to be at the end of the year. So it's just part of the process right now. But we've got some tough games coming up, definitely. Pitt State's playing a lot better than they were when we played them at home. And then I think the week after that, we have Lincoln and Lindenwood, obviously two teams that we drop games to. So we're looking ahead to those. We're not looking ahead to those. We're looking ahead to Pitt right now. But when they do come, we'll be looking to get our revenge and maybe clear some space in the standings for sure.
No, the schedule is turned to where you've got a lot of home games the rest of the way, which is good, but it's not always an automatic win when you're playing at home, too, so you can't let up as you get to this particular point. But really came through the road schedule in pretty good shape and winning some big games on the road, and that's really set you up to where you're at right now.
Yeah, we start off really well with wins at Central and Southern, where we haven't won a lot in the past few years. And then I think we got a little complacent on that road trip to end the break. I think we kind of were already on break in our minds throughout the Student Lincoln and Lindenwood. But we did take care of business for the most part on the road, which is big because we were on the road for 8 out of 11 to start. And now we kind of get rewarded in that sense that we get a finish with 8 of 11 in front of Bearcat in Bearcat Arena down the stretch, which is big in a MIAA title race. You always want to have those home games and try and hold court there.
I know we've talked to Ben about this as well, but that stretch on the road could have broke you at that particular point as you come into the, but it really kind of made you a little bit the way things turned out.
Yeah, you never want to fall behind. You certainly can't win a conference race in the first five games, but you can lose it if you start out bad. So it was really good to go to Southwest, go to Central and Southern right away and get those big wins, set us up for this stretch run.
As far as you personally, obviously you like the fact that you have the record right now, but I know there's other things that are important to you as far as goals for this team. What are some of the other goals that you have right now for the team for the rest of the season?
First of all, it's beating Pitt State on Saturday, honestly, and then just holding court down the stretch at home. Win that MIAA title for the third straight year will be big. That's our biggest goal at the beginning of the year every year. We always said we want to win the conference. Do something in the conference tournament and then see what happens in the national tournament. So those are our goals right now. They're same as they were at the beginning of the season.
And really, if you win at the conference or do well in the conference tournament, that sets you up for that next goal then. So, again, you've got things that pretty much lined up on what will take place to get you to the national tournament.
Yep. We just need to take care of business, like I said, down the stretch and really continue to get better every day. Right now, we're a very talented team. But we just need to work on being more consistent. I think that's our biggest weakness right now is day-to-day. Some guys are there, some guys are not. So that's our biggest thing is we need to be more consistent down the stretch.
Is that really right now one of the biggest differences between this year and perhaps last year at this time?
Yeah, I think we were so much more mild-mannered last year. Not that this team isn't mentally tough, but last year's team was just, it was unreal how mentally tough we were. You know, if a team made a run against us, it didn't affect us at all. We just same temperament the whole time. And this year, that might affect us a little more. So that's something that we need to be working on is limiting those runs and being more consistent.
Now, we talked about your offense, but defensively, when you look down there, a lot of times you're matched up against some of the top offensive players that the other teams bring in. A tough assignment last night with Devon Prince, a guy that can put a lot of points on the board. He got a lot of points last night, but he had to work pretty hard to get those, it seemed like.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's one of the toughest guys I've ever had to guard. I thought I did a pretty good job on him last year in Bearcat Arena. He got in his head a little bit. He got ejected with two technicals. And then down at Southern, I did a pretty good job on him. But last night, he probably got the better of me. Brett Doherty did a pretty good job. He switched on to him in the second half. He did a good job taking a couple of charters on him and making him hit outside shots, which is one of his – it's not one of his strengths. So Brett did a good job, and we were just lucky to hold that guy to – what, 31?
Yeah.
He's tough. That's why he's the leading scorer in D2. So.
But I thought one of the keys to that last night, though, was he tends to get his points regardless of who he plays, but you were able to shut down some of the other guys that can put up some points as well last night.
Yeah, like Max said, going to that game, Austin Wright was the biggest key because he can really stretch the floor. You know, Tavon Prince is going to get his. He's just that good. But you can really stay home on Austin Wright, one of their prolific three-point shooters, and try and not let him get off. And I think we did a really good job of that, and that's one of the reasons why we won.
As far as Pittsburgh State, what are some of the things you're looking at with this matchup Saturday?
Well, like I said, they're playing a lot better than they were the first time. They're a very physical team. They get out and deny you on offense, so you really got to be patient. And we're just going to have to go down there and rebound really well and definitely play better on defense than we did the first time to go get a win down there.
All right, well, Zach, thanks a lot for being with us here tonight. And, again, congratulations on being the career leader in three-pointers made at Northwest.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, that's Zach Snyder, the forward for the Bearcat basketball team, a junior player for Northwest Missouri State. When we come back, we'll continue to talk men's basketball, as we'll be joined by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Before we talk with the coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, we've got another Student Body gift card to hand out, as Crystal Sullins is the recipient of a gift card here, as Crystal can come over and see Karen to our left here, Karen Lawrence, and take care of you with that gift card. So, again, congratulations to Crystal. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcats on the men's side, Ben McCollum. And Ben, another good win last night over Missouri Southern. Anyone's generally pretty much a good win.
Yeah, this conference, the way it's shaping up, is any win, home, away, doesn't matter. It's very difficult. Right now we're taking everybody's best shots. You watch them on film, and then you watch them against us, and it's like this isn't the same team that we were watching. You know, with Missouri Southern, they were a little bit more patient than they had been. I thought that Tavon Prince played excellent. I thought he was a little more selective on his shots and played efficiently, which he hadn't done up to that point in quite a while. And then I thought they defended us pretty well. I thought they changed up defenses enough and played hard enough defensively that it caused us some problems. So, any win, especially in this league, is a difficult win.
When you talk about Tavon Prince, it seems like against Northwest in the past, he's gotten a little bit frustrated with the type of defense you played against him. But last night, it didn't seem like he was that frustrated. He played within himself a little bit more than normal.
Well, I think probably the coach has told him, hey, if you want a chance to beat Northwest, you probably should stay calm. And he did a good job of that. You know, there was a couple calls that went against him that, you know, he may not have liked, a couple charge calls, and he stayed poised. And obviously I thought that was the difference in them getting beat by 15 and only by one. I thought he played excellent. And in the past, we've been able to frustrate him. We've been able to come for rips. We've been able to take charges. You know, we play physical with him, and he doesn't like that a whole lot.
Also, as we talked with Zach about this, but defensively, we were able to shut down a lot of the other scores for Missouri Southern to a certain degree, which was important in last night's game.
Yeah, you know, he's one of those kids that he can get quite a few points. He, regardless of how good a defense you play on him, you're not really going to stop him. Shooters like, you know, Austin Wright, I think you can stop as long as they don't have a couple of them. Last night was the case where Connor just stuck with him. You know, it wasn't make him take tough shots. It was don't let him take a shot was our objective, because he shoots 50% from three, and the shots that he takes on film are ridiculous. He's as good a shooter as there is in this conference. I mean, he's good. Runs off of screens, can shoot quick, and I thought Connor did an excellent job on him. Charlie Brown, I thought we did a much better job on him this time around. Changed our ball screen coverage slightly, and I thought that affected him quite a bit.
a good win against a very good Missouri Southern team. Again, a one-point win last night. A little bit deceiving. They put up a few shots there at the end when you had a little bit of a margin there as the clock was winding down. It made a little bit of a difference as far as the eventual score. But still a tight game against a very good Missouri Southern team that's been on the road here for a few games here.
I thought we had control of the game the whole game. I never really felt like it was in jeopardy. I thought we made quite a few mistakes against the zone in the first half. We corrected them the second half, and then were able to score pretty handily against the zone. Shoot, against the man, we had trouble in the second half, which was, I think that's probably just the switch in the defenses. I think we're trying to hang on. We get a 12-point lead, and we're not putting our foot on the throttle, and hopefully we can start to do that and get everybody up to, 90 and 100%.
One of the biggest differences, I thought, in the first and second half for you, too, you got Justin Pitts to drive a little bit more in the second half.
Yeah, it's weird how that works. When he's aggressive, it helps our offense. Sometimes he's a little too unselfish. And I'll tell the guys, we got to move the ball. Well, then he starts moving the ball. And it's like, okay, everybody move the ball except for Justin. You have got to set other people up. Like, they're moving it so that you can get in space and make everybody's jobs a little bit easier. And, I think he's starting to understand that. He understood it the second half where it's like, if we move the ball with the shooting that we have and the offensive players that we have, and then we can get creases, you can get in the paint and make decisions. It makes us tough to guard.
And we talked about this last night on the post game, but you look at this three-game homestand that just concluded last night, three wins during this homestand. It's not as easy to say, well, we're at home, we're going to get these wins. The other teams come in, they want to have a say about that as well, but you're able to take care of business against three pretty good basketball teams.
Yeah, I think you can get a false sense of confidence, if you will, by saying we've got 8 out of 11 at home. I think it does give you an advantage, but only if you act like you're on the road, and play at that high level and compete. Because anybody can beat you on your home floor in this conference. Anybody can. I mean, it's, we saw Northeastern State, who has the worst record in our conference. They came into our place and probably should have beat us. I mean, that team had us beat, and more so than any team that's came into Bearcat Arena. So you can lose on any given night, and hopefully we're not complacent in the fact that we have 8-11 at home and we are competing and ready to go. And I thought last night we were ready to go. I thought the game before that against Hayes, we're ready to go. Hopefully we can continue that on the road and then obviously back at home next week, I believe.
Still a lot of basketball to be played this season, but it's nice to be at the top of the conference right now.
It's always nice to be in first. I mean, regardless of when or how it is, first place is fun. And right now, I don't know, what are we, 11-3?
Yeah.
I think the closest team's 9-4, and they got to play tonight. So I think they've got 8 out of 11 on the road, something like that. So they're going to have a tough go. But, again, we control our own destiny, and our objective is to win our next game.
Let's talk a little bit about Zach Snyder. Again, he set a record this past week with the career three-pointers made. And just talk about what he means to the Bearcat offense.
Well, he stretches the floor quite a bit. When you've got a stretch four, you cause some mismatch problems, and they've been putting guards on him lately. I don't know that that's a good idea, only because I think you kind of mess with matchups, and you kind of mess with a natural defensive rhythm. And he's obviously, they've lost him, and he's had some big games for us the last few games. I think coming back from break, he really started to get his rhythm and his flow back offensively. And then, defensively, he's an excellent defender as well. He didn't look overly athletic. Really isn't overly athletic, but he can move his feet side to side, and that's probably the most important quality you can have in basketball.
And one thing about it, too, we know he's tough.
Absolutely, no doubt. He played for a really good high school coach that toughened him up and comes from a good family. And obviously, in our program, he had five seniors that, if he wasn't tough, they would have eaten him alive. And obviously played in big games when he was a freshman. I can recall the Winona State game and then the Wamankato game his freshman year in the regional tournament, where I think he had three or four threes in the first half of both of those games. Obviously a tough kid.
Again, Northwest Missouri State will be on the road this weekend as they take on Pittsburgh State. And when we come back, we'll talk with Coach McCullum about the matchup with Pittsburgh State. That's coming up right after this timeout as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers a selection of new automobiles and pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville. Across from Walmart, Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat radio network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. We're at NVB.com. or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, talking with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, back to the road this Saturday down to Pittsburgh, Kansas, to face a Gorilla team you faced one time already back here at Bearcat Arena. And just kind of talk about the second matchup here.
Well, it's a tough matchup. They really pressure, really physical, deny every pass, and try to eliminate your offensive rhythm and you know, our passing ability, which we're an excellent passing team. So you have to find ways to attack the pressure while still moving the basketball, and it's tricky for us. And so we'll have to it'll probably be a work in progress throughout the game, trying to find ways to score. I think you can shoot a high percentage against them. I just think they wear you down so much with their pressure that late in games it's difficult to make plays because you're having to attack the whole game. And hopefully we'll be ready for that and ready for that pressure. And then defensively, they just attack you. I mean, it's just, there's no reads. Offensively, they don't really, I mean, they just drive. They just, next guy drives, they're very powerful offensively.
Coming off a couple of good wins as well. Last night they defeated Missouri Western, and I think earlier on the road, I think they knocked off of Leonardwood in St. Charles. Have they changed much since the first meeting?
A little bit. Maybe just who they're playing, some of their personnel things, and then offensively they're running a few different things. They're probably driving a little bit more, really trying to get uphill and get in the paint. Our objective needs to be to make sure that they don't get uphill, that they get east and west, and then we force them into difficult shots and get some deflections. When they were here, we did a good job of that. Obviously, they're going to watch on film and see some of those mistakes they made and correct them. We're going to see some of the mistakes that we made and hopefully correct those as well.
Basketball can be a long season when you get started in mid-October officially, and of course the players go through a lot of individual workouts up to that particular point. You're getting now to a month left in the regular season, and obviously it helps to be at the top of the conference right now, but what do you do to keep the team fresh, not only physically but mentally, as you go into this final stretch run here?
Boy, that's a good question. We've always tried to make practice fairly fun, and so we continue to try to do that. You don't practice quite as long. I think today was probably an hour and a half. Outside of that, I mean, it's just about keeping it fun and just using the feel and seeing who's tired, who's not, and then it's about recruiting tough kids, because you can do whatever you want. You got to have tough kids to close out a conference title. And right now, we're in that boat where it's like that breaking point where you can go downhill or you can go uphill, and hopefully we continue to make ground. And every road win is huge to win a conference title, and that's our objective, is to win that regular season. And I don't know that there's a lot of teams ever in our conference that have won 3 straight conference championships, 4 out of 5. So it would be a big deal to be able to do that.
Well, you've got yourself in good position for that right now.
Absolutely, and you know, with all those road games early, we're actually sitting probably a lot better than most people think. And even early on when teams were tied with us, those teams had every game at home. Now those teams are going on the road and they see this, hey, this isn't so much fun. You know, I mean, it's a lot more difficult than you think. And when you have 5 of 6, that's really difficult. And then we had some injuries and some sickness and stuff like that. So these kids have really faced some adversity and stuck together and stayed tough and not only just handled adversity, but fought through adversity and got better because of it. And I'm proud of the team where they're at. But, again, I'd really like to close it out.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Welcome back and wrap things up on tonight's edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Right after this time matters, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Time to hand out another gift certificate here, and we need to hand this one out before he takes off here. Larry Rusko is the winner of our gift certificate here from Student Body, a gift card. So, Larry, congratulations.
You're almost too quick to get out of here, Larry.
All right. Again, as we wrap things up for today's coach's show here, Matt, a lot more to talk about. The softball team, the preseason rankings came out today from the MIAA office, and the Northwest softball team picked 5th. It's hard to believe, but we've got softball and baseball coming up for too long.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's going to feel for a couple of days, I think, a little more like baseball and softball weather, but maybe not so much next week. But definitely, you know, they've been working down in the basement there at Lampkin as much as you can anyway inside, so they're already getting ready.
Now, we talked about the Bearcat football team and their celebration on Sunday afternoon over Bearcat Arena. We've got a special broadcast coming up on Wednesday at noon from the athletic offices on the Northwest campus, with the signing date being on Wednesday at noon. And we'll be talking with Adam Dorrell, going over all the signings of the recruiting class. I know it's been a busy month or so after the championship game for the coaching staff to go out and hit the recruiting trail, but we'll hear about all the recruits coming up on Wednesday.
Yeah, there was definitely no downtime after the championship. They actually had some catching up to do in terms of visiting some guys. Now, they're obviously recruiting all throughout the season, even when they're in season and having visits and stuff like that. But you've got to, you know, go make visits, make some trips, finalize some of those guys, and I think they're going to have another really good group, which isn't a surprise when you win national titles.
Okay, that'll be Wednesday at noon on KXCV KRNW, our special broadcast from the Northwest Athletic Offices, as we go over the recruiting class that the Bearcat football team and coaching staff have assigned. So that's coming up Wednesday at noon. We've got basketball tomorrow. Not tomorrow. I'm a day ahead of myself here. But we've got basketball Saturday afternoon, Northwest and Pittsburgh State. The women at 1:30 and the men at 3:30. Ought to be a couple good games coming up Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it's always entertaining down there. It's a tough place to go, tough place to be, but it's entertaining basketball. So it should be fun Saturday.
Well, the broadcast beginning at 1:10 with our pregame, a 1:30 tip-off Saturday afternoon, Northwest and the Pittsburgh State women. women. Then at 3:30, the Bearcat men will face Pittsburgh State. That's all coming up Saturday afternoon. Well, thanks to everyone involved with the broadcast tonight from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm John Coffey for Matt Gordon and Karen Lortz. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson Sports Grill. Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from our many members and from corporate underwriters. You can support public radio while reaching our loyal listeners by sponsoring programming on KXCV, KRNW. If your business or organization is interested in learning more about underwriting, contact Sam Mason at 660-562-1163.
From the campus of Northwest Missouri State University, this is KXV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe.
Down by the sunny gardens.
So glad to have the young tenor Jack.